Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 35 of the Playoff Push Podcast. I'm your host, Jack Dobbins, and today I'm joined by a very special guest, former NFL cornerback, two-time Pro Bowler out of Tennessee State, Dominique Rogers-Cromartie. How are we today?
Hey, what's going on, my man? I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
That's good to hear. Of course, NFL draft season is right around the corner, and you have one of the fastest 40s ever. I mean, you ran a 4.29. I've been seeing it on your story a lot recently. So my
Thank
first
you.
question, I got to lead off immediately with it, heading right in. So you also ran track and you won the Ohio Valley Conference 60-meter dash in college and of course ran that 4.29. But historically, players under the 4.3 mark generally don't do too much in the league. How did you defy that trend and establish yourself as a successful player?
To be honest, I hone in on my skill set, and that's my pedaling. I know that I was a fast guy, so I worked coming in and not my pedal because I knew being a defensive back is all about transition. So if I can get from point A to point B quicker than you could come out to a break, I knew I had a chance. So I started off at receiver, but every good DB is an okay receiver. So I was pretty good at receivers, but I learned at that receiver, it's all about coming out that break. So coach told me one time, he told me, man, hey man, you'll make a good corner. I made that swap in. History is history after that.
Yeah, I mean, you played 12 years in the league, so clearly it worked pretty well. Played for my Giants, you played for Arizona, Denver,
Right.
Philly, back when they were the Oakland Raiders, and
Right.
Washington, back when they were still the Skins. And of course,
Yes.
you made two Pro Bowls. So, I mean, what a career. First round pick in 08. I mean, man, it was great watching you growing up. It really was.
I appreciate it, man. I had some fun times.
I bet. I bet. So, of course, one of those teams you were on was the 2008 Arizona Cardinals. Now,
Right.
that was the team that made that improbable Super Bowl run. So, my next question is, what was the locker room like during that season, and what made that Cardinals group so special?
But I think that we was a real brotherhood, and that's what I preach now, man. When I coach some of my 7-on-17s and volunteer at high schools. If you don't know the man next to you in and outside that locker room, you might get away with beating some teams, but teams that are tight in it's gonna be hard to beat them. But they don't fought together. They know each other in and out, so they willing to go that extra mile for that man. So I would say, man, off the field, we was real big on just hanging with each other and just being around each other. So I think that played a major part in it.
How tight was the defensive back core specifically, the safeties and the corners?
Oh, real tight, man. One thing about Antoine Roe, man, like
Oh, yeah.
he used to have little times at his house, man, where he called a group over, man. When I tell you everybody showed up, man, and we hung out amongst each other. We hung out good, man.
Did he have a nice crib that you were
Oh
all
yeah.
at?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's fun. That's fun. I mean, Antoine Roe was one hell of a cornerback himself.
All right.
I mean, that
Definitely.
was one great team.
That's one of my mentors, man. Somebody that kept me in line.
That's great. Another one of those teams that you really had a lot of success with was 2013 with Denver, in
Oh
which
yeah.
you made it to the AFC Championship game and played against Tom Brady, and you dominated
Oh
Tom Brady. What was the game plan for that game, and what made it so effective?
We had seen them early in the season, and they had came back and beat us, and was up in Foxborough playing, man. It was tough. It was cold that day, and we never forget, take it from that game, man, that they run a lot of little quick, shallowly routes, man. So our game plan was just go in there, man him up, and get after Tom Brady. Don't give him a chance to sit back there and try to pick us apart. And we had to play big boy ball, man, and for the most part, it worked for him.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of man coverage, Tom Brady did love those short routes, especially to guys like Julian Edelman and, Danny Amendola a bit later on. So, speaking of that man coverage, during your career, you played in a ton of different defensive schemes and teams. What coverages did you feel best suited your skill set and why?
I'm a man of man guy.
You're man to man, 100% of the
I'm
way.
a man of guy. I don't you could ask anybody that played with me. If we play something that we got help defense, I tell them, man, go help somebody else. Because I'm good at just me and you. It's me
Oh,
and you.
yeah.
Like where I tend to goddamn mess up a little bit is if I'm in the zone, that's too much responsibility. I see too much and I like to try to jump other people's stuff and get out my own responsibility. And it's always been tough for me to play zone, but man to man, it doesn't matter who you put out there. It's me and you. You might get yours, but I'm gonna get mine too.
Gotcha. Did you
So,
love the outside man more, or did you like, when they crossed over the middle? Like, what was your favorite
I'm an
kind of
outside.
part
I'm an
time role?
outside guy.
Outside?
I know certain teams put me inside at the nickel, but I got respect for nickel because that's a two-way goal, and that ball come right now. So you really got to be honed in on your technique. Versus outside, I could get away with a lot of baiting and just a lot of just what people would call bad technique. I can get away with that. I knew how to play it because I made it play to me. But most people would call it bad technique.
That's also where the speed comes in, because say like
Yes.
someone gets a hold on you, you can chase
Yes.
them down easier than a
Yes.
lot of other guys.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes.
That's great. So with that man coverage on the outside, was there any guy that was kind of like your kryptonite, any receiver that really just knew how to get a hold of you?
Listen, my biggest thing is, say if a guy come in off of 100, 110 yard game, you're not getting that on me. I'm sorry. I'm not giving that up.
Never.
But Dez Bryant was kind of like my kryptonite because
Ooh.
he would have good games against me because I was sitting and trying to just wait on his route and try to just read him down where he got that deceptive speed where he's slow. So the way I was trying to play him, I should have just got them man up and just pressed him the whole game instead of trying to sit off and let him run into me and try to dictate where he was going. But he was one that kind of always had a good game against me.
Oh wow, Dez is not the answer I was expecting
Oh
there.
no, I'm telling you,
Wow.
a lot of people would think the DeSean Jackson, the Julio Jones,
Yeah,
and the
yeah,
AJ Green, they play into my strong suit. You gotta think
yeah.
about them. You gotta think about them receivers. You're not finna just run me and out jump me. That's not finna happen. No, you're gonna have to play big boy ball if you wanna get me. But if your strong suit as a receiver is running down the field and they just throwing that ball,
Not
nah,
happening.
that's not happening.
No
Nah.
way. No way. Speaking of Dez, I got an important question because you, of course, did play cornerback. Did he catch it?
Oh yeah. The Green Bay game?
Yeah, did he catch it?
It's hard to say. Some would say I gotta say no because it was against Sam Shields. That's my partner though. That was good. It was good coverage, so I'm gonna have to say he didn't catch
Dez did not catch it, folks. You heard it right here.
it. Yes, sir.
That's great. That's amazing. So, of course, speaking of, locking up guys, you had 30 interceptions in your career, which is, of course, really not easy to do at all. Do you have a favorite pick that stands out, whether it's because of who you intercepted, the moment in the game, or just however athletic it was?
Yes, sir. I always tell you my favorite interception was when I was with the Arizona Cardinals. And we were playing Eli Manning in a night game. I never forget, it was in zero coverage. And Nixon ran a corner post and Eli threw it. And he thought he had it. And I had a cast on my hand at this time. So
Oh.
I never forget, man. I jumped clean sky over him and took the ball right out of his hand. But it was like we were floating in the air. That's my favorite interception.
You snagged it right out of his hands
I
right
snagged it
there.
right out of his hand.
So
He had it, but I went and got it. I just jumped on top of him. But like you can see both of us flying in the air with our ball and we came down. I just pulled away from him.
you said a deep outside post?
Yes, sir.
That's crazy. Wow, just so like, did the toe tap come in, or was it like far enough inside as to where you didn't need to worry about your
No,
feet
I
there?
didn't need to worry about it.
Gotcha. Sweet, sweet. That's so cool. I gotta watch that
Oh
when you
yeah, my
finish
favorite one.
this little
Favorite
episode.
interception.
That's so fun. So, in your prime, this is an important question because it just like gives me a better idea as to who you are as a player. If
Right.
you could shadow any wide receiver in their prime from history for an entire game, who would you want the challenge of locking down?
I want Ocho Cinco.
Ooh.
I want Chad Johnson because he's known to have the route running ability.
Oh, yeah.
See, I like route runners. If you just fast and big or can just jump, oh man, understand guys that can run and fast. You're gonna have them 50-50 ball. So you might get one or two. But guys that can run routes, them the guys I love to cover. Cause
Gotcha.
it helps me with my hips and my feet work. And it let me know that I got some feet too now. But I love when the Keenan Allens came into the league.
Oh yeah,
I love because
Devontae Adams.
they might not be your fastest, but they get separation because they sudden. Yeah. I love that. I love that. That's what I'm gonna go guard.
That sounds fun. So I assume like you're really confident in your like agility from side to side
Oh,
and being able to catch all them.
yeah, that come from basketball.
That
I call my
did you
I'm a
play?
lockdown bona fide defender.
How do you play basketball? Like what position do you play? Like,
Oh, and see, I'm only 6'2", but I play small and power forward.
okay. All right,
Yeah.
cool.
So I'm
That
a big
sounds good to
man and
me.
just a medium body.
You play in high school?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
What was your stats like? I'm kind of curious now.
And I
You got
probably
any
average a
idea?
devil. I probably average a devil. More rebounds than points though.
Oh,
Yeah,
that
no, I'm gonna
sounds.
be, I'm gonna get you 13 to 15 rebounds a game now. That's my game.
Wow, that
Yeah.
sounds fun. Nikola
Oh
Jokic.
yeah. Yeah.
That's great. Speaking of that Ocho Cinco, I mean, I bet the trash talk there would be crazy between you and
Oh yeah,
Ocho.
man. Even to
Oh.
this day, man, when I see him, man, I love him, man, because I love that confidence, man. One thing about two confident people going at it, it's gonna be a battle and it's gonna be fun.
Oh yeah, no. I can only imagine. I would pay to hear that conversation.
Oh
Like
yeah.
if you shut him down on a route and just hear what's being said, that would be so fun.
Yes, sir, definitely, man.
Oh, I love that. That's great. So, of course, you played cornerback. We've said that several times so far throughout the show. And cornerback and safety are generally seen as two of the positions that are the most undervalued in the league. If there was one thing you could change about the way defensive backs are valued, what would it be?
Man, you probably just as important as any position on the field, because like where you can make a mistake at quarterback or line, even the lineman, you have another guy there to protect you. When you out there on that island, man, you make a mistake, man, that's 6 points. That
Yeah, no, totally.
that's the between winning and losing ball games. So and then you gotta think, man, these guys on the other side of the ball, they kind of good themselves now.
Oh, yeah.
So not only are they very athletic and good, now they know where they're going. You don't know where they're going. So now you got to put all that into play and go out there and play. I mean, it's tough, man. That's why if you ever go to any camps or if you ever go to like little high school, everybody want to be a receiver. Don't nobody want to say, I want to go play corner. Don't
Yeah, exactly. Because
nobody.
wide receiver, you don't really have to think about what the corner's doing. You just do your thing and pray he doesn't get you.
Right.
Corner, you have to process the receivers and even the tight ends and potentially a
All right.
halfback on, say, a wheel route.
Right. All right. You got all that coming to effect. So it's tough, man.
It's
So, I mean,
definitely mentally
and
tougher.
then you know how the fans, you have a game where you give up something this, that, and they be on your head, but they don't understand how hard it truly is to be out there for 60 minutes
Oh,
and guard
yeah.
somebody. Man, that's tough, man. That's tough.
110%. Yeah, because Stingley just got the biggest cornerback deal ever. He's getting
Right.
30 a year, and then Chase is getting 40 playing receiver. It's like, I think it's very interesting, like the way that corners get paid like a full 10 million less than receivers.
Right, and not only that, man. It's going to an offensive game now. It's hard to go down and touch them receivers too. That flag coming,
Oh, yeah,
they
no,
throwing
it's
that flag, man.
my dad's always complaining, you know, it's a softer league now than when I was a
Yeah,
kid.
for real, man. From growing up with the from watching the Mel Blunts from the Steelers, yeah, it's a different time.
Wow.
And
I
so.
asked you a question earlier about the one receiver you'd want to go against the most. But if you could pair in a cornerback tandem with one other defensive back that you did not play with in your career, who would it be?
Two guys. Ooh, man. So I see. Are we talking just old school or new school?
Like, if throughout history, if you could take
Oh,
anyone
throughout
and
history,
put them on the other side of you, who would it be?
it would have to be a. I already played with him. That's the crazy thing about it. You hear about the greats of the Deion Sanders, the Darryl Greens. You know what I mean? The Mel Blunts, but the guy. My favorite corner was Asante Samuel.
Ooh,
Yeah, I'm a Asante Samuel fan, man.
I like that pick. I like
I'm
that
just saying.
pick.
I mean, I played with him. He never knew that while I was playing with him, because that just I'm just a competitor. I ain't gonna tell you, hey man, hey, but no, but if me and I even like, bro, that's Asante right there, like, hey, yeah. And I had a chance to play with Champ Bailey, so I played with
Oh, yeah.
some real good guys, man. But sure, if I had to pair myself, man, I love playing Asante.
That sounds fun. Do you follow like Asante's kid who's currently playing in the league?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Do you think he plays similar enough to his dad?
Yeah, no. His dad was different, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think man, Dad got almost 50, 60 picks.
Yeah, no, it's hard. It's still
Standing
crazy.
at about 5'10".
Man.
He ain't the biggest guy, he ain't one of the fastest, but he, one thing I took from his game is, and I try to tell guys, man, at the corner position, I see a lot of guys not finding that ball. They're playing it safe. No, man. He gonna take his chances. So if you ever watch my game, I'm going for it.
Yeah.
You gonna have to double move me. Cause I'm going. If I see it, I'm going for mine.
Sweet. I mean, you guys both had incredible pick numbers. I mean, you, of course, at over 30. Asante, I'd guess, was somewhere around, I'd say 50. I think 50 sounds
Yeah,
about
he's
right.
up there. Yeah.
I think he was an all pro. I think he was a couple times Super Bowl champ. I mean, like,
Yeah.
that would be a pretty lockdown core, I think.
Man. Oh yeah, definitely. Man. Yeah.
Oh,
You better choose wisely which side you want to go to.
yeah. Speaking of a lockdown core, I mean, your family is a ridiculous cornerback core in its own
Oh,
right. I
yeah.
mean, Antonio, four-time Pro Bowler. Isaiah just won a Super Bowl this year. I mean,
Oh,
how
yeah.
did football shape your family dynamic growing up?
Man, to be honest, I think we always track guys first. Yeah, we was all football. For me, football just kind of came around, man. I just knew track was my thing as far as jumping and running. That was my
Yeah.
thing, man. But the older we got, man, and football started, man. I'm in the league. Antonio in the league. Isaiah in college. He coming up. Nice more trash talking, man. Any chance we get, like me and him, we finna go play one-on-one basketball later. Like it's so competitive. When we go work out, he be the receiver, I be the corner, or he be the corner, I be the receiver. We swap on. We keep tally of who caught on who. You know, and I be trying to tell him, man, to this day, man, I don't just like to give up balls like that,
Oh,
man.
yeah, no way.
So it's real competitive, man. So just understand, you come to a family gathering, man, it's gonna be a lot of trash talking.
It's crazy because, like, when every Thanksgiving, I play a game of wiffle ball with my neighbors.
Right.
I can only imagine, your neighbors growing up playing against you guys in like a football game and being like, oh, well, here we go again.
Right, definitely, man. It was definitely fun though, man. And we definitely some good times and still doing it to this day though. We
Oh,
ain't dropped
yeah.
off yet, yeah.
Do you still love watching, Isaiah compete even now in 2025? I mean, he just won a Super Bowl. That's crazy.
Oh yeah, like I tell him all the time, man. I'm his biggest fan and his biggest critic. You know, because I done seen him develop. I done worked out with him. I know what he can and cannot do. So some games he'll tell you, I grade him hard. After every game, I give him a grade, whether it's an A or it's an F. I'm gonna give it to you how I see it, based off your ability, not how the game. Like some people see the game and say, "Oh, he might have played good," but in my mind, I say, "No, he played scary, or he played great." Yeah, I'm gonna give him the real. You know
Oh
what I
yeah,
mean?
you gotta be
So
straight up with them. The only
yeah,
way to
gotta be
improve
straight up real.
is to realize your flaws.
All right, definitely, definitely.
One of my good friends is like a huge fan of Isaiah. Like I always ask him like who's your favorite player on the Eagles defense, and he goes Isaiah Rodgers.
Yeah, that's good, man. Yeah, he had some great moments, man. Big opportunities, and he stepped up every time. So
Oh yeah.
it's only up, man. It's only up.
I mean, one hell of a football family. I mean, easily one of the best ever, I'd say. Up there with the Watts
Oh yeah, I love to watch.
and
Yeah.
soon to be the Bosas. I mean, like there's
Oh yeah.
quite a few incredible ones, but you guys are definitely up there.
Right. Yes, sir.
So this was not the longest episode in the world, but I do have one
Okay.
final thing with you.
Yes,
This is gonna
sir.
be it's gonna be a little mini game, all right?
All right.
So my friend Espo was like texting me. Espo's Doodles. He does like all these like art for the Giants players. Like he did one for Malik and stuff like that. Super
Right.
cool. But he hit me up. He was like, you should do a game with DRC where you do a blind ranking of five receivers who you think you would lock up the best. All right. So I'm
All
gonna
right.
read you off receivers one by one. You have to rank them 1 through 5, with 1 being the hardest to guard, 5 being the easiest to guard. All right.
All right.
All right. Leading off, OBJ.
OBJ, three.
Putting OBJ in the middle immediately.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Any reasoning for that, or just the raw
I
feeling?
practice with him. One, I can tell you, right? So let's just say if I didn't play with OBJ, he'd be in my top two easy. Right? I
Ooh.
practice with him. I'm good at
You're
analyzing
familiar with
some.
him.
I'm good at analyzing somebody and getting a beat on you. Once I get a beat on you, I don't care what you do.
Gotcha.
I'm real good at that. If I get a beat on you, it's gonna be a long day for you, not me.
That's great. All right, next up, we got Larry Fitz.
Two, see, you two all day.
You're putting yourself in a very interesting spot for the remaining three.
I know, man. That's why I wouldn't have had to start over in the middle.
Oh yeah, it's a hard list. At third, we got Antonio Brown.
Oh, he going four. He going four.
He's
He
going
might be
four.
five. I'm putting hands on Tonio. I can't let him get started.
So where are you putting him at, four or five?
I'm gonna go four. I'm gonna go four.
Okay, so you
And
got Brown at four, Beckham at three, and
Fitzgerald at
Fitz at
two.
two.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Next, we got Julio.
Oh, he going five. He
He's
going five.
going
He
five.
going five. He going five. Julio tough. Julio tough. But the more and more I sit back and watch,
The more you can adapt.
I done figured out what three routes that Julio only runs. He only runs
Wow.
three routes. I done analyzed his game, and even after playing him, they love these three routes. They love these three, and they're always open. So I'm putting him at five.
Gotcha. And I think that was a good move because in your number one slot you got Megatron. So
Yeah, he's number
I think
one.
that was a pretty good move. So the final list, it's gonna be Megatron at one, Fitz at two, OBJ at three, then you got which
AB.
AB at four, and you
Yeah.
got Julio at five. You think
Yeah,
that's a
so
good list, even though you did a
that's,
blend?
man, that's a great list, man. It put it like this: if you had to guard in the first 5 weeks, whoo, yeah, you better be on your job.
That sounds fun to me. This was a great episode. I love talking with you.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you having me on.
Totally. All right, guys, that's going to do it here from episode 35 of the Playoff Push Podcast. As always, thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another episode. Thank you guys for tuning in and have a great rest of your night.